Okay, good evening. So we're continuing tonight, Baruch Hashem, in Simin Shin Ches, continuing the Halachos of Muktzah. Today we are doing page 210, which is Kufhei Amud Beis. We are going to be learning Si'ifim, Dalid, Hei, and Vav. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Si'if Dalid, Klishem Lachto Leheter. We've already discussed yesterday Klishem Lachto Le'Isr. Now we're going to talk about Klishem Lachto Leheter, that the primary use of this Kli is to do things that it's Mutter to do on Shabbos. So Mutter L'Tatel Afinu Einu El Tzorach HaKli Shul Yishabar Yiganev. Not only are you allowed to be metaltal such a kli l'tzorach gufo mekamo, but you're even allowed to be metaltal such a kli in order to protect the kli, that it shouldn't break, it shouldn't get stolen, mechama l'tzel, those kinds of things. Avol shelo l'tzorach klal, also l'tzaltal. But the chiddush to most of us is that if you have a kli shemlach l'heter, if there's no reason whatsoever for you to be moving it, then you're not allowed to just move it around, you're not allowed to move it from one place to another to fidget with it or anything like that. If it's a regular kli that you use for totally mutter things, which this makes it sound like you're not allowed to fidget with your fork at the Shabbos table, because it's a kli shemlach l'heter, you're not allowed to be metaltal it when there is no tzorech whatsoever. Let's see the Mishubur before we go weiter. Says the Mishubur, Sivkat Nuchav Shemlach to Leheter, V'wadin Mayim Lach to Leisr U Leheter. Included in the category of Kli Shemlach to Leheter is a Kli that's used both for Isr and Heter. Gamkin L'makza Daito Minei, because the point is that you're not makza mi Daito. It's not something that you would put out of your mind. Du Kedera Shemlach to Hu Lebishul, V'rak Lepam Mishtam Shebal Lemayim Leperos, Hibuchal Kli Shemlach to Leisr. But if you have a pot that you use primarily for cooking, but every once in a while you use it as a fruit bowl or something to hold... that would have a din of a kli shemlach to l'isr m'lo sheyesh ba me'atavshil, unless it actually has some food in it at the moment. Aval shelo l'tzorach klal haynu im kol yom lo yisr chenu klal. Lo l'tzorach klal means you don't need it now, nor will you need it later. Aval l'tzorach l'bos yom v'metalto k'dei sheyemuch l'mashayto shari. But if you are moving it in order that you will have it ready and accessible for when you need it, and you're going to need it today, then that's going to be mutter to be metalto kli shemlach to l'heter. It's only when there's no need for right now, no need for later today. You're just moving it to move it. So kisveh. So says the Ramad now. The Shulchan Aruch Vayter now in the third line. Kisveh Hakodesh va'achlin mutul tatal mafil shol tzorach klal. If you have kisveh Hakodesh or food, that's not even a kli. So that you're allowed to move even when there's no tzorach whatsoever. So you have kli shemlach to l'isr that you're only allowed to move l'tzorach gufo mekamo, but not mechama l'tzel. You have kli shemlach to leheter that you're even allowed to move mecham l'tzel, but not for no reason whatsoever. And then you have the kisvei kodesh and food, which you're even allowed to move for no reason and for no need whatsoever. Says Rama, utfilin ein letaltum kiyum l'tzorech. Tfilin should not be moved unless there's a tzorech. It's somewhat vague. Tzorech what? Tzorech gufo, tzorech makomo. What kind of tzorech are we talking about? Is tfilin kli shemlach to leiser? Is it kli shemlach to leheter? So we'll have to see in the Mishnah Berurah. V'shofar osu l'tatal kiyum and the shofar you're only allowed to move l'tzorach gufo mekomo. So that makes it very clear that a shofar is a kli shemlach to leiser. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kisvei HaKodesh, Pirush Kol HaSfarim Shemutal Likros Ben. Kisvei HaKodesh means any sefer that you're allowed to read from. Mayim Shari Tshuva Lin Megillah. Shari Tshuva discusses what about a Megillah. Do we assume that since you're not allowed to lay in the Megillah on Shabbos because of Gzeir Hashem Yavrin Adal Adam Sprashus Harabim, so a Megillah therefore becomes Muktzah? So Shari Tshuva on the top of the page discusses that. He writes, Kasabel Yerabit, the Megillah Nira Shadina Kisvei HaKodesh, Ayin Kaman Tavri Shprisukah Sham. So there's a discussion about Megillah. I think the post can assume that if the Megillah. The Megillah generally is like his Kodesh and his Mutter, unless it's a week of Purim. The Megillah Nami B'chalzeh. The Eli Rabba assumes and Prim Gadim assumes that a Megillah is like Kisvei HaKodesh that you are allowed to move. Klal, so we said that that Kisvei HaKodesh and food, you're allowed to move even when there's no tzorech klal. V'u'adin, kosas akaris utzolchis v'sakin shal gabi ha'shulchan, detidirin betashmish lo chal alayu toris muksa klal, u'kalchim v'kisvei HaKodesh dami. So great Chiddush Mishabura says that even though we said kli shemlach to the heter, you're not allowed to move, and therefore we said maybe you shouldn't be allowed to fidget with your fork because it's kli shemlach to the heter. He says, now, the kinds of kalim that are on your table, cups and plates and knives and things like that, that they're always in use, it doesn't have a din of muksa at all. That has a din like kisvei HaKodesh and like food, that it's not muksa at all. Valkein mutar l'taltan afil shalot tzorach klal, that you're allowed to therefore be mataltan them even for no tzorach whatsoever. However, says Mishmura, v'yesh machmir afil b'kalim elu, there are those that are machmir even on such kelim that you're not allowed to fidget with your fork in the Sharetzi. And he says this is the shitas haRambam sivkat and chavdalid ki im letzorach. So we said that you're only allowed to move tefillin if it's letzorach. Haynu kadesh shlo yigonvu shlo yiskalku b'chamel chayotzi b'zeh. Tzorach means mechamel itself, to protect it, mechamel itself. Atazim magen Avram achmir v'sovin to tefillin mikri klisha malach d'liser. However, the Taz and the magen Avram say no, you're not allowed to move tefillin mechamel itself because that's din of klisha malach d'liser. Because you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, like we say in Siman Lamed Aleph. Valkein ain letalfin kim letzorach gufan umelum koman, and therefore tefillin can only be moved when it's tzorach gufan umekoman. When we come back on b'mekoman tchak yesh lahakel kedei arishona, but if it's a pressing circumstance like the tefillin is really going to be in danger, so then we can rely on the first opinion. As we explained in the Bir Halacha in Siman Lamed Aleph, Sivkat Chavhei Ki Im. We said that when it comes to a shofar, you're only allowed to move the Tzorach Gufo Mekomo. Darehu Miyuchal Tkiya Duaser B'Shabbes Valken Mikri Klisham Nachta Lisser, because it's designated for Tkiya, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So therefore, it's Klisham Nachta Lisser. And by the same token, or by a different token, Velula Vasul Tatalof the Tzorach Gufo Mekomo. Lulav is in the most chomer category of mukta. It's not even a kli, and therefore you're not even allowed to move the tzorach gufo makomo. So whereas tefillin might be in the least severe category of mukta, it might have a din of a kli shemlachta leheter, and shofar is in the middle category. It's a kli shemlachta le Isser, lulav is in the most severe category, that it's not a kli at all. It has a din like Eitzim Va'avanim, where you're not allowed to be metaltal it whatsoever. If hey, yesh matil metaltal kli shemlach l'isra afil mechamel etzel alidei kikor etinok. There are those that say that you're allowed to move a kli shemlach l'isra even just to protect it if you put a loaf of bread or a baby on it in order to be able to move it. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chavav, lav dafka kikor, hu adinim nasan sharchiv tzomutu betocha. So it doesn't have to be a loaf of bread. It could be anything that you're allowed to move. Anything that's not muksa. This is the opinion of the Rosh. Aval harbe me arishonim cholkin al zeh usviru ludelovi tiru kikor v'tinok al meis b'vav tato al yedehem. This heter of kikor v'tinok appears in the Gemara in the context of moving a dead body. So there are many rishonim that say, and that's the only context in which it's mutter. Ukedil kaman simshinir alf sefalf. Avalo b'shar dvar muksa avshu kli, but not to move other muksa items, even if it's a kli. That's how many of the achronim come out. But that's only if what you're putting in the kli is something that doesn't really belong in that kli. It's not designated for that kli. But if what you're putting in this kli, that's in your backyard, it might get ruined from the rain that's forecasted for later that day. What you're putting into that kli is something that belongs in the kli, that's miyucha to the kli. Like to put garlic in the grinder that grinds it up, or you put in the pot some of the cooked food that normally goes in it, then for sure you're allowed to move the kli agav the food that's inside of the kli. See if vav any broken kelim, even if they broke on Shabbos, you're allowed to move the broken shards, but that's only if they're still usable for something. Like if a kneading bowl breaks and you could use the big broken pieces to cover up a barrel with it, or a glass breaks and you could use the broken pieces of glass to cover a jug with. But a broken kli that's just shattered into a million pieces and the broken pieces cannot do anything for you, then you're not allowed to be metaltal them. They are muktza. So what do you do if you have broken glass all over the floor? That seems extremely dangerous. Says the Rambam, v'im nishbu makom sheichol
if someone's going to get hurt, then for sure you're allowed to move it. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Zayin. Afilu b'Shabbos Ratzalom or V'lamrin Kivin Demeat Mal Klizu Lahe Malach Koi Havilei Nolad. That even if a broken Shabbos, where you would say, well, this was a bowl yesterday, it wasn't a cap for a barrel, so maybe you're going to say that it's Nolad, that it's a brand new thing. No, it's not Nolad. It's a kli and it's fine. L'taltal Shivrayim, you're allowed to be metaltal the broken pieces as long as they're usable. Shivrei Kelim
kelim may mechelik sheni shabemuktza. Broken kelim are the second category of muktza. Mishum the kshenishbru dami litzrolus have muktza machmas gufo. When they break, they're like pebbles, and they're therefore muktza machmas gufo. Elakimet shabo mikli lo batal shem kli mehem kolzman shurim l'shum davar. But since it started out as a kli, it only loses the shem kli if it's not usable for anything. Kugol nechasos, at least to cover something. Mashem ken bitzrolus, as opposed to rocks, which were never a kli. Dalfi shurim l'chasos. Even though you could say, I could take a rock and use it to cover a jug with also, yeah, but lav manahem, it was never a kli. And therefore, even though currently, functionally, the rock and the broken kli have the same function currently, the broken kli is still considered a kli, and the rock is not considered a kli, because the rock never was a kli, the broken kli at least once was a kli. B'mekom shaholchin, b'beis o'v'rchov, b'klamon b'sif yilches, as we'll see later, that there are places where it's dangerous to have these broken pieces of glass all over the place, shlo yusku behen, so you can move it out of the way, people don't get hurt. Avlim hu shal cheres osel fnosen, but if it's made out of pottery, you're not allowed to move it, deyn motzu kol kachesek, because it's not so dangerous. People are going to walk on it and they're going to crush it, they're going to break it when they walk on it, that's fine, that's still going to be mutter. The davar shein miskavin, because the davar shein miskavin. V'dafkul v'nosun b'yadayim aser, and it's only aser to move it with your hands. Avul mutter l'chosun baraglav, you're for sure allowed to kick it away with your feet. The tiltul muktzah b'gufa mutter, because to move muktzah with your body is going to be mutter k'dil kamon b'simin shin yir alif siv ches. So let's review what we learned today. In Siv Dalid we said that a kli shemlachto leheter, you're also not allowed to move when there's no need whatsoever, but you are allowed to move it mechamel itzel. And we pointed out that there are some things that are you're even allowed to move for no reason whatsoever, like kisvei hakodesh and food. And we said common kelim that are on your table, like forks and plates and things like that. There was a machlokas whether tefillin has a din of a kli shemlachto leiser or a kli shemlachto leheter. Shofar for sure is a din of a kli shemlachto leiser, and lulav is worse than a kli shemlachto leiser. Then in Sifhei we said that there are those that allow moving a kli shemlachto leiser to protect it if you just put a kikar or tinok on it, but the Mishnah Berurah quoted that most are machmir and think that kikar or tinok only works for a dead body. And then in Sivav we said that a broken kli, if it's still functional for something, even just to cover something, cover another kli with, you're allowed to move it. It still maintains the status of a kli, but if it's not usable for anything, then it loses the status of a kli and it becomes muktza. However, if it's in a dangerous area, you can clean it up, and for sure you're always allowed to kick it away with your feet in order to move it out of the way. That's called tiltul b'gufo. Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow night, presumably same place, same time, we will pick up with Si'ifim, Zayin, and Ches, is my guess. That's what we'll do. Yeah, Zayin and Ches. Okay, have a good night, everybody.